26-year-old Joshua Franklin and 20-year-old Brandon Estes both pleaded guilty to burglary and theft charges that followed break-ins last summer at several Petersburg businesses. They agreed to the guilty pleas in return for a cap on their jail time of 4 years. Estes was charged with a break-in at the Waterways Veterinary Clinic that happened earlier in August. Both men then faced burglary and theft charges after break-ins were reported to police later that month at the swimming pool, Alaska Power and Telephone, Petersburg Motors, Hammer and Weekon Grocery Store, and Weekon Enterprises. The stolen items ranged from credit cards to video games to a pry tool to vet medicine. At sentencing hearings on Monday, Assistant District Attorney Nick Pulaski asked for similar jail sentences of almost 3 years.
I think Mr. Estes and Mr. Franklin have caused a lot of problems in the community for a little while by this type of behavior. I think if the court imposed this sentence, it would serve individual deterrence, because Mr. Estes and Mr. Franklin would be looking at a sizable chunk of time and realizing, you know, if we keep doing this kind of stuff, we're going to be going back to lots of jail time as opposed to, you know, a week here, 2 months here, stuff like that. I think it would also serve general deterrence, because in a smaller community like Petersburg, word, I think, really gets around that, you know, here's what happens if you break into people's businesses.
Meanwhile, public defender Dennis McCarty said his client Estes made bad decisions and agreed he needed to make changes. However, he sought a lesser sentence.
We have a young man who's going to be 21 in about 4 or 5 months. Very young. Been dealt a really bad hand. Doesn't excuse it. He's made bad decisions in his life. He's got to figure out how to get his head squared away, or he's going to be what I call a frequent flyer within the system.
McCarty characterized Estes' crimes as one night of craziness, along with that earlier break-in at the vet clinic. Estes did not speak at his sentencing hearing. Superior Court Judge William Carey sentenced him first, but not before asking for more of an explanation.
I'd love to hear an explanation from somebody as to what would cause these two young men to engage in this rampage over the course of an evening in which multiple men, you know, a fairly large number of people in the community were impacted by the conduct of these two young men.
Carey sentenced Estes to a total jail time of 30 months and 10 days to serve for the burglaries and several other charges against him. Another 46 months is suspended unless he violates his probation conditions. He'll also have to make restitution for the items he stole. The second defendant, Franklin, did speak during his sentencing and gave the judge more of an explanation. He apologized to the community and told the judge that a heroin addiction was a factor.
Chasing drugs is not what you want to really do every single day for the rest of your life. You know, I weighed 163 pounds when I was booked in. I weigh 214 pounds right now. You know, that's a...
Tells me something.
That's insane.
It is.
Another thing is, you know, when you think about it, you know, what I was doing, it was irrational. It was all irrational and indecisive. You know, who knows which direction it was going. I didn't see any of this happening. I didn't see, you know, nothing coming at me.
Franklin said he's taken multiple classes while he's been in jail and said once released, he would repay the businesses for the damaged and missing property. Franklin also had a couple of charges not related to the burglaries, and some of those were included in the sentencing. Carey thanked Franklin for that explanation and sentenced him to a total of 30 months to serve in jail. And in addition, he'll have another 28 months suspended on top of that. Both men could serve less of those jail sentences with time off for good behavior. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.